Thank you. And I will turn this part of the service over to Minister Snowden and to her very capable hands. Let's receive her with a hearty amen. Thank you.
Good afternoon, family, because we are a family. Today is Sunday, February 19th. And let's just thank God for our pastor, who is a great leader, and not only a great leader, Pastor Jackie Fielder is also a great teacher. And you know, for me, I can't wait to get back into the series of eschatology, because it just gives so much knowledge and will help us along our journey. So I would like to start with prayer. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up. And Lord, thank you for forgiving us for our sins, Father, the sins that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly against you, Lord. Lord, search our hearts and find all the impure and unpure stuff, things inside of us, and then take them out. Show us, Lord, and help us help you remove those things, Father God. Lord, as I speak to our people, you speak to my heart, because remember, Father, this is not about me, as we are all on this personal journey, and it's definitely about you. Lord, if there's any sick among us, I just ask that you release your healing powers, Father God. If there's anyone hurting, Lord, just send your comforting angels, Father God. Just comfort them in your bosoms, Lord. Lord, there are a lot of needs that go unmet. Thank God that you are a God who knows all of our needs, and you are able and capable to meet those needs. Lord, I ask you to stand in the gap for anyone and everyone who needs you. Lord, touch us all on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. So, just so you guys know, I just be having these little attacks, and something comes up and tries to strangle me or shut me up. And all I keep saying is, the devil is a liar. So, today's message is grace and mercy topped with favor. I am going to give you a scripture from 1 Corinthians. It'll be 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. I'm an NIV Bible user. If I don't use the NIV, it's the Message, but today it's all from the NIV. If you want to get a paper and a pen, feel free, because I do ask questions and they're for you to think about. And I always want to emphasize that each and every one of our journeys with Christ is personal. So, 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet, not I, but the grace of God that was in me. Again, repeating myself, 1 Corinthians 15:10. The next scripture will come from 2 Corinthians 12:19. This is Paul speaking. Well, right now, this is God. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So Paul says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So think about that. The Greek word for grace is charis. It means kindness, favor, loveliness, goodwill, and gratitude. The Greek word for mercy is eloes, which means soothing, comforting, and healing. It speaks about a merciful God who is all these things. Favor is God stepping into one's situation to make a worthwhile difference. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. So what does that mean to you? His grace to me was not without effect. You have to personalize it. Put yourself in there. Who are you? Ask yourself that question. Who are you? Who are you outside of Christ? And who are you with Christ in you, living through you? These are questions you need, well, take time to work on for yourself. We all started out as sinners saved by grace. And because God showed us grace and mercy, and as we acknowledge him, his effect on us takes place. Let me repeat that. We all started out as sinners saved by grace. And because God showed us grace and mercy, and as we acknowledge him, his effect on us takes place. No, I worked harder than all of them. That would be us boasting about our good works. However, let's not get it twisted. It's not about our good works, but the grace of God that is within us. For example, you take a job and you are the low man on the totem pole. Don't think that you are not being watched. You show up for work on time. You do your job with excellence. You don't complain. You are willing to learn. You don't think more highly of yourselves than you ought to. And then your boss comes to you and offers you a promotion and a raise. You take the offer. Keep in mind that it was God who chose you. It was his grace and his mercy, because we were acknowledged, because we were acknowledging him through our work. And as a result, that was the effect on us that took place. And all God asked us to do is to give him the glory. So when we get those promotions or good things happen, it's not because of us, it's because God chose us. And when those good things happen, when those promotions come, when those raises come, when that financial blessing comes up out of nowhere, when you got silent at a red light and didn't know why you got silent at a red light, and the car goes through the light and doesn't hit you, it's God's grace. Just remember, it's him. It's his effect. It really has nothing to do with us. It's just about him trying to change us, trying to save us, trying to show us the effect that he has on us. If grace means kindness, favor, loveliness, goodwill, and gratitude, how much of this are we displaying to people around us? And that's a question I really want you to ask yourself. Each and every day, God graces us to get up. How much of kindness, favor, loveliness, goodwill, and gratitude are you showing to the people around you, like God is showing it to you? Let's think about this. God is so freely giving. God is so freely giving this to us on a daily basis. And just like he gave Jesus to us for the redemption of our sins, and we are to emulate Jesus through love, we should be giving these gifts back in return as a display of our gratitude to God. So how much are we displaying through our gifts of acknowledgement the love that we have for God, for what he did for us through Jesus Christ, by putting Jesus on this earth for the redemption of our sins? If mercy means soothing, comforting, and healing, what are we displaying that folks can see what God has given us through the gift of mercy, even when we don't deserve it? Take a few moments and look over your own life, because remember that this is a personal journey. And just acknowledge Jesus for who he is and what he has done for you. And then do the same for those around you. So can each of us here just think about what Jesus has done for us personally? Like one thing we can all say, because we're all here online, is he woke us up this morning. He woke us up this morning. And hopefully with his grace and mercy, the effect of it on us, we have gratitude and we're kind and we're caring and we're showing this to other people. If favor is God stepping into your situation and making a worthwhile difference in your life, then we need to be making a worthwhile difference in someone else's life. You might be the one he's chose to help save someone else's life today. Just by impersonating Jesus, just by giving back what Jesus so freely gave to you. If God is going to judge us by the same manner in which we judge, it would be wise to choose kingdom values. Kingdom values such as grace, mercy, favor. We should learn to rely on, depend on, and trust in the Lord. Ask God to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, and bind your tongue while you're at it. I was looking over my life a little bit, and I was thinking about the grace, the mercy, and the favor that God had on me. I remember when my grandchild and I had got into a disagreement, and she said to me, "Grandma, you ain't nothing but a drunk turned pastor." And I found it very, very humorous. She told the truth. And I said to her, "I thank God for his grace and his mercy, topped with a little bit of favor." So as I was writing, I was thinking about, you know what, how we're supposed to acknowledge God in all our ways, and he will direct our path. And I thought about where he has brought me from. I thought about when I was a straight up bona fide crackhead. And I used to pray, seriously pray, over the drugs and people who I got high with. They didn't want to get high with me, because I'm praying, they're thinking, "Girl, you're crazy." I'm like, "No, I'm not crazy. I am caught up in something that I, on my own accord, cannot get out of. And it's going to take God and God alone to bring me up out of this. So I am going to pray over these drugs, because I kept in mind, God said, in all things, acknowledge me. So to me, in all things, that meant the good, the bad, the ugly. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. If I take all of this to him, he will direct my path. And by God's grace, that almost 2-year journey ended in 1990. And I thank God again for his grace, for his mercy, for his favor, because while I was on that path, I just kept saying, Lord, whatever you do, whatever you do, don't let me die like this. Don't let me die like this. Not only would I be an embarrassment to you and to myself, this would be an embarrassment to my family, because I really do. And know this, I was saved. I was saved and caught up in the rat trap called the world. But believing in him and always believing in him, taking everything to him, he was able to bring me up out of that. That's called deliverance. Deliverance. So we all should learn to rely on, depend on, and trust in the Lord. With that being said, let me conclude with this, because you guys and I don't talk long. Revelations 22:21. Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Amen. Father God, I just thank you for allowing me this time to give what you gave me to give, Father God. Lord, I just ask that it touches each and every one, and that you show each and every one here the grace, the mercy, and the favor that you have bestowed upon them. And as you show them the grace, the mercy, and the favor that you have bestowed upon them through their own personal journeys, Lord, teach them to give back the grace, the mercy, and the favor to other individuals. Those who have wronged them, Father God, teach them to forgive and forget, Lord. Throw it into the sea of throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, like you throw it into the sea of forgetfulness for us to no longer remember, Father God. Lord, just teach everyone to love like you love, the agape love, Lord, not that conditional love, the unconditional love that you give us. These things I ask in Jesus' name, amen.